time for us once again to get in the Word of God as we do every day at this time. Give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. I've been munching with you this morning. And we are going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. That's where we're going to be looking at. But before we do that, as you know, it is the new year. You may have heard something about that. If you haven't, it is now 2019. So that's why everybody was running around crazy on Monday night and hooting and hollering and all that kind of stuff. Well, now it is a new year, and of course, New Year's comes with New Year's resolutions. Everybody wants to be new, right? So what's going to be new this year? We all want to know what's new. Maybe we're going to make a new self out of us, right? We're going to get into shape. We're going to make some changes in our life, some positive changes, do something better this year. And lots of people set goals and resolutions and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they argue about whether it's good or bad. But, you know, the idea that we want to focus on some things, make some changes, there's nothing wrong with that. Have some goals for the year. Make sure that you getting better, improving yourself. Want to be new and different when 2019's over. Maybe hopefully be in a better direction. Sometimes not always. Sometimes our year goes in a worse direction, but sometimes it goes better. But there's a lot of focus on change, making changes, being something different than what we were. But the good news is that if we're in Christ, the biggest change has already happened to us. The biggest change has already come, and it's an improvement for the better. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." We are a new creation in Jesus. We are something different than what we were. Now, this is the amazing thing about salvation. It's not just like, okay, you know, before I was on Team World, now I'm on Team Jesus, you know, like we switched uniforms. No, we didn't just change our shirt, change our uniform to identify which team we're on. We became something completely new. We are a new creation. Before, we were under the curse of sin, more by sin and under its control. That has been lifted. We are something new in Christ. Jesus doesn't just come to tweak us. He makes us into something new. Under sin, we're so warped by sin that we're never able to be who we truly are. You know, we say that God makes us something new, but that new is who we truly are. It's sin that warps us. Sin that distorts us, sin that makes us unrecognizable to ourselves. Because we're never who we truly are under sin. Sin is always a distortion. It's a distortion of God's will, God's purposes, and it's a distortion of us. It corrupts us, it demeans us, it belittles us, and we're always less than what we should be. But when Christ comes, he does away with sin. He does away with the sinful nature. The sinful man dies in us. That goes away, and we become something new in Christ. We become a new creation, a new creature in Jesus Christ. But that new is who we truly are. That's who we were always created to be. But we're never before because of that corruption of sin. And so when Christ comes, he does a work in us so that when salvation comes to us, we don't just move. It's not just a change of our beliefs. It's not just a change of our allegiances. It's not just a change of how we're going to live. It's not just a change of our behaviors. It is an absolute, complete change of who we are. We're something totally new. The old has gone. The new has come. And it's the greatest change that will ever happen to us. And it happens, and it continues to happen as we continue to grow in that change and grow in that new creation of who we are. When you come to Jesus, don't just think you're just, you know, changing your beliefs and things. You are something different. You are something new. You are not who you used to be. You are a totally different person in him, a new creation. What has happened in the past is gone. You don't look back on those things and don't look, oh, it's just... You know what? We can regret those things. Obviously, you know, we regret our sin. We don't want, you know, when we come to Christ, we don't want to live that way anymore. But we don't want to get bogged in that. We've repented of it, right? We've given it to God. We've sought his forgiveness. Now it's time to move on in the new creation that we are, to be different, to be that new creation. As Paul writes, let us live up to what we've already obtained. We've obtained this new creation, this new being in Christ. So this year, as you head into 2019, head in as a new creation in Christ, knowing that you are not who you used to be. God has made something new of you, and it's good and it's wonderful, and he's going to keep making it new. He's going to keep renewing it, keep molding us into who we are called to be in him. this new creation in Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your work in us. We thank you that you don't just come to kind of wash us off and get us thinking right and doing the right things and changing some behaviors here and there, but that when you come, you make us a whole new creation. We're someone new in you, different than what we were. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you have done in us. We thank you for what you are doing in us and what you are going to do in us. And I pray for each of our listeners that they would walk in that newness of Christ this year as a new creation in you, living out your plans and purposes for them. I pray this in your name. Amen. Well, I am Pastor Tommy Briggs, in addition to being your affable and gracious co-host of the Wake Up Call Morning Show. And I pastor a church called Gateway Baptist Church. We meet at 6047 Door Street and meet at 10:30 for Sunday school, 11:45 for our worship. And have small groups meeting throughout the week. We've got some women's groups that do stuff and game clubs and different things that are happening. We've got a wonderful family class for our Sunday school and all kinds of cool stuff going on. If you are looking for a church, you do not have a church home, let me encourage you, wherever you're at, you know, it may not be us, you may not be in our area, but wherever you're at, to get that church home. You need that church home. We're made for the church. We're saved in the church. It's not optional. It's necessary if we're ever going to be who we are meant to be in Christ, be that new creation. So let me encourage you to find a good Bible teaching church that holds the word of God as truth. And then get connected into that community. Maybe we could be that church for you. You can check us out at our website, gatewaytoledo.com. That's gatewaytoledo.com.